college, and she's like, I knew nothing.
On her weekly health and fitness radio show, Monica Adams talks to women about everything from spa treatments to sex.
Talk about facials. I had a caviar facial.
But her fast-paced career includes three other jobs, a personal trainer,
slide across,
wellness advocate, and morning traffic reporter.
Well, for the most part, you're going to get there on all highways but 70. Even though I love my career, that's been the downfall.
Because at age 37, she's still single, but ready to have a baby.
Ideally, I would like to have two.
As one of a growing number of women waiting until their mid to late 30s to have children, Monica decided to find out what her chances are of conceiving.
If you're losing eggs, 1,000 a month or about 13,000 a year.
Dr. Sherman Silber runs the infertility clinic of St. Louis, where he specializes in freezing women's eggs.
A slam dunk thing to do. It's just to freeze your eggs and not think twice about it.
The latest science, called vitrification, allows extracted eggs to freeze much faster, which Dr. Silber says improves their quality considerably.
There's absolutely no difference. So we could freeze a 20-year-old's eggs, and 20 years later we could thaw them, do IVF with them, and she'd have a pregnancy rate of a 20-year-old.
But the procedure is not without controversy. The American Society for Reproductive Medicine still considers egg freezing an experimental procedure because of limited research.
For that reason, it doesn't feel that it should be offered or marketed to healthy young women as a means to avoid the consequences of advancing age.
The Society does support egg freezing in cases where it's medically necessary.
It's the ultimate gift of life.
Diagnosed with breast cancer last year at the age of 20, Melita Ramek ran the risk of becoming infertile from her chemotherapy treatments. When her cancer spread, she needed her ovaries removed to help her survive.
So now he's about to expose the other ovary and fallopian tube.
I might not plan to have kids right at this point in my life, but you have to take into consideration your future partner.
To date, at least 60 healthy babies have been born in the U.S. using the updated egg freezing technology. Critics consider that number too low to guarantee success and encourage extensive counseling before women decide to freeze their eggs. Jamie Colby, Fox News.